You know what the best offering is? And this is from the Mahakamavibhanga Sutra. The offering which gives you the best returns, the biggest bang for your bucks, is to give an offering to the Sangha of both genders. Not just to the monks and the nuns, to build their monasteries. That's much better bang for your bucks than given even to a Buddha. Certainly more than given to an arahat, a holy monk or a holy nun. To give to the Sangha of both monks and nuns. And you are so lucky in Perth. Now we have both Sanghas here. In many countries in the world, like Burma, you don't have both Sanghas, you only have the monks. In Thailand you have both Sanghas, but people don't admit it. They're there. But in many other countries, in England you don't have both Sanghas. In Germany, oh, is there any bhikkhunis there? But anyway, here in Australia, in Perth, we are the leaders, are the forefront in giving equity to both genders. Because you know what I did 3 years ago, give the bhikkhuni ordination, got into trouble in Thailand, but you get more bang for your bucks by giving to both genders. So that's why we have a bhikkhuni monastery. And quite frankly, that needs it more than anybody else. Being to Bodhinyana Monastery is pretty well developed. You know, you've got all they still need more kutis over there, but look, we've got 20 kutis over there, 21 actually, that's enough. But the bhikkhunis, they've got hardly anything, and they're in Dharamsala. So they're the ones who really need it. And those offerings, you're getting the biggest bang for your bucks. That's according to the suttas. And also you're doing something historic. And it really, I'm not exaggerating there, this is a historic time for Buddhism. And this organization here, the Buddhist Society of West Australia, is at the forefront of this. Pushing Buddhism into the new age, if you like. Modernizing it. Having gender equality. And all of you women here, you know what it's like to be treated as a second-class person. And we're not having that here in Buddhism in Australia. We're having equity. Full respect for both genders. That took a lot of sacrifice from me, as you know. And now we want sacrifice from you guys to actually to build this place for them. So that's why we have a building project. So we get that going pretty soon. So anyone who... You know how that started? It's a very inspiring story. Well, we started Dharamsala Nuns Monastery. It was, again, just an idea. Okay, we had a monks monastery. Where is the women? Where are the women monks? People kept on asking. So, well, look, we're just getting started here. So once we're started, that'd be the next thing on the agenda. So what do? We start a fund. A fund for a women's monastery. And of course, that was such a small fund until one day this man came to see me, just in the monastery over there. And he came, was in jeans and a t-shirt. And he came in just an old car. And he said, I've just got my first child. My wife has given birth to a girl. It's my first child. And I want to do some good karma, you know, for my daughter. And I hear you're going to build a monastery for Buddhist women. I don't know. I remember him saying this. I don't know if my daughter would ever want to become a nun, but I want her to have the opportunity in case she wishes. So I want to make a donation. And he wrote out a check for $250,000. I couldn't believe that, because he didn't look like a rich guy at all. And I haven't actually seen him since. It was amazing, just that act of generosity. I was shaking when I received the check. And it was incredible. And that was the start of our Nuns Monastery. And then afterwards, when we actually brought it, remember that, Rodney? That was really good fun. Because Rodney was a treasurer then. And he was a very good treasurer. You know, he was you know, trying to do the right thing. And when we sort of borrowed a bit of money here and borrowed a bit of money there, we decided that our limit The amount of money we could afford for Dharamsala was 600,000 Australian dollars. We couldn't afford any more. And we had the fellow who bought food today, Eddie, you know, a bit of grey hair, he's like Singaporean Sri Lankan, getting white. He was a real estate agent, so we got him to do the bidding at our auction. Oh, beforehand, it was myself, Ajahn Chattamalo. We got there early, and my goodness, we really chanted. We really gave woof. And then after doing the chanting, we had the auction. And then it got up to 575, and $25,000 increments. And then Eddie said, 600,000. That was our limit. And then I was praying. And then this terrible guy put his hand up, 625. And then Eddie put his hand up, 650. And Rodney was going berserk. He can't do this. We can't afford this. We're not going to do this. And Rodney was really good. I thought, oh, it's too late now anyway. So we bought it for 650, passed at 650. So we got it. And of course we got the money eventually. So it was really exciting. And that's how we got it. And I remember telling all the people in Perth the next Friday night, so we had the auction, we bought it. And everybody cheered and they clapped. So that's actually how it started. But you know, that's just the land, so we've got to get the buildings now. But it's wonderful that, you know, as a Westerner, it's embarrassing being a Buddhist, we don't treat people equally. So instead of just saying, yeah, we should do something, I'm one of these monks, if I think that something needs to be done, I actually do it. So we did do the ordination of bhikkhunis 3 years ago. And I suffered because of that, lost a lot of friends, but gained a lot more good friends. It's really worthwhile doing. So that's coming up. So that's much better than offering robes. Go online and give a donation to Dharamsala Monastery, because actually it's something which is worthwhile. Don't give, I shouldn't say this, but money for stupas and all these, what's called dead Buddhism, looking into the past. Give it for something, you know, for like a hall they can meditate in, for huts they can live in, for goodness sake. Things which are really practical. And I've really tried hard. Even this centre over here, it's comfortable, but it's not, extravagant. You don't have chandeliers, you don't have gold, you don't have all this stuff which you see in too many temples, which is just, you know, like a rich people's Buddhism. This is ordinary Buddhism, practical, so you can be comfortable, that nuns can actually live not like refugees, but live like a simple but comfortable life. So that's what we're doing. So instead of giving robes, so just get online and help out Dharamsala Nuns Monastery.